Sokala Duma Radio. Our very own Bafana Bafana taking on the host Egypt tomorrow at 9. And in studio with me today, I have David Capel, international editor for Sokala Duma. Dave, big game tomorrow. How do we stand up to Mo Salah and Trezeguet?
Well, for now, we have to see if Mo Salah starts. He also catched the flu. He didn't train last night. The Egypt camp said it's just a precaution and he will be fit for the game. But you never know. Obviously, it would be a big boost for South Africa if Salah somehow wouldn't be able to play. I do think, though, he will get fit in time. And yeah, he's going to give some headaches to Stuart Baxter's defense.
Talking about Egypt, though, I mean, Dave, have they really been impressive, Egypt, throughout this tournament?
I wouldn't say they have been super impressive. They have done enough. They've won all of their games. They haven't conceded either, you know. So, again, another team that plays off a strong defense. Mohamed Salah has scored 2 goals so far. Amouar Mahdi, the captain, has scored 2 goals so far. It's a bit, they benefited a bit of individual class. Also Trezeguet, who plays on the other wing, opposite from Salah, has played really well. But as a team, they haven't been as convincing. Then there has been this controversy about Varda, you know, the player that was expelled from the squad because of some alleged sexual harassment claims. And then his teammates actually stood up for him. And he was brought back into. He's now available from the knockout stages, so he could play tomorrow. So it's not like the most impressive Egypt side we've seen in recent years. But I know you like your stats. If you look at the stats, I mean, they're phenomenal because Egypt last lost at home in January 2016. That's 24 games ago. Mm. It's going to be a massive task for Bafana Bafana to upset them.
Wow. And now looking at Coach Stuart Baxter and our three previous games, the first game against Cote d'Ivoire where we lost 1-0. Then there was also that game against Namibia and also the game we lost against Morocco. What do you think needs to change in our approach tomorrow night against Egypt?
Look, Shane, it's difficult to say. I'm almost tempted to say they shouldn't change. Because the way they have been playing, you know, focusing on defense rather than going all out on attack might be the best approach they can do against Egypt. Because Egypt will play in front of 75,000, you know. The longer the game goes into 0-0, the better it will be for Bafana Bafana because the Egyptian fans will get a bit unsettled, will put some pressure on the home team to perform. So I'd actually go in with a slightly defensive approach like Stuart Baxter has done so far. Obviously, you need to then iron out those things like against Morocco. You can't give away a free kick in the 90th minute. You need to focus and be aware at set pieces. You know, you can't give away stupid goals because if Egypt would score early, then they could come with a lot of confidence at Bafana Bafana.
Well, in building up to the Bafana game against Egypt tomorrow, we managed to speak to one Bafana legend who has been there. He's played the FIFA Confederations Cup back in 2009. He's played at the FIFA World Cup for Bafana in 2010. And he's also faced an Egyptian giant in Al Ahly in a CAF Champions League while he was still playing for his club, Mamelodi Sundowns, back in 2001. And that is Matthew Booth. We caught up with him earlier and this was our conversation.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Joining us now on the line is a former Bafana Bafana defender, that is Matthew Booth. Matthew, welcome once again on SL Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Matthew, looking forward to Bafana's next game against Egypt?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the biggest games of our latest history. I think everybody is looking forward to it. And I'm certainly positive about the outcome, despite quite a bit of negativity, obviously, leading up to this game. But these are the types of games that I feel that we play our best football, and the potential to surprise is always going to be there, because I don't feel that we've played our best football over the first three games.
And you know, like you just said, despite everything, above everything that has happened so far in this tournament, bottom line is Bafana in the last 16. What do you make of their progress so far in the tournament?
Well, I'm still waiting. You know, there was a period when Zungu scored the goal against Namibia,
yeah,
to the final whistle against Namibia, where we played football that I know that we can play, that we're capable of playing. But I failed to see that against Ivory Coast and against Morocco, which is a little bit of a worry. I was hoping that would be that type of play and enthusiasm and energy was going to get carried over into the Morocco game. But I think we were a little bit content with sitting for a point, which obviously was a mistake in hindsight, because
He needs to be given a chance, surely. Yeah, but many people have been talking about his international experience. I mean, when you're at this stage, does it really matter whether you have those international experience or not?
Well, I think one just has to look at the performance of Tamim Kize. I think he's been fantastic for us over the three games. He hasn't been able to get forward as much because we haven't really been able to keep hold of the ball long enough. But defensively, and when he has gone forward, he's been very, very impressive. And, you know, this is his first AFCON, and he's hardly played for Bafana. So I don't think that should be something that we should think too much about. The fact is that he was player of the season, and I felt that he's deserved, considering that Zwane and Tao, I don't feel, has really shown what they're capable of over these three games. I feel that Lorch probably should have had at least some form of game time in those three games. And yeah, now with Zwane unfortunately being suspended, this could open the door for Lodge.
And just from your opinion, Matthew, what would you say we haven't been doing right so far in this tournament?
You know, our biggest asset has been our attacking players. And particularly against Ivory Coast, I thought that a couple of our attacking players were a little bit lethargic. They weren't as energetic as you usually see them in the league. But I don't feel that's been the sole problem. I also think that we haven't been able to generate enough ball and keep ball enough to bring them into play as well. So it's kind of a 50-50 situation. Although we've chopped and changed in the midfield, I think the midfield's been pretty solid, despite who they've had in there, whether it's Kekana, Furman, or Mokocho, or Zungu. I think we've done well there. But I think our ball distribution and the choices that we've made going into our attacking players have been poor, plus the energy hasn't been there.
Yeah.
And that's why I was a little bit surprised that, you know, he didn't try Lorch over those three games. Yeah.
And in our last game against Morocco, we didn't even have a sniff at goal, though. Nothing. Does that worry you going into the next match against Egypt?
Well, yeah, it does. And for the very same reasons, I think, you know, to create chances, you need to do exactly what I was concerned about, you know, with regards getting balls into our attacking players and keeping possession for longer periods than what we have. We haven't managed to do that yet. So I don't think it matters who we put up front. I think we've got to be more calculating when it comes to getting the balls out wide and keeping possession in midfield once we've done so well to turn it over. And against Egypt, you know, they've got a centre-back who's, you know, 6 foot something. I wonder if the likes of Motiba or Veldtveit will actually have an impact up there for us. And I'm tempted to think that we need to put in, you know, three or four quick passing players who are, you know, technically gifted, and we do have them, and perhaps give Motiba and Felfake a rest for the moment. I think that four speedy attackers, a la Orlando Pirates, Mamelodi Sundowns, and try and cause some havoc in that Egyptian defense.
And it was until that last moment of the game where Morocco scored the winner. But going into tomorrow's game, what do you think will be the difference between who wins it and who loses it?
I think energy. I think we need to step up our game in that regard. We've looked a little bit lethargic, especially in attack. So if we can get that right, I think there's no excuse in a game where the stadium is going to be packed to the rafters with 80,000 screaming Egyptians against one of the best teams in the tournament, up against one of the best players in the world, why we won't have enough energy in the game. And a big factor for us is that we have the experience to cope with that atmosphere, having Sundowns and Pirates players having experienced that on the continent for the last number of years. I think that will put us in good stead as well.
Yeah, and if my memory serves me well, you were part of that squad that defeated Egypt 1-0 in 2011 in the AFCON qualifiers. How is it like playing against the Egyptian, and what do you think has changed in the way they play the game?
I didn't play in that, my career finished after 2010,
so I didn't play
in that particular game, yeah, after the World Cup. But I did play in 2001 against Al Ahly in the Champions League final under similar atmosphere, and top players tend to thrive in those conditions, and I think that we will do the same tomorrow evening.
Yeah, and what do you think Coach Stuart Baxter needs to do differently going into the next match? Do you believe we have something that might come from the bench and make a difference tomorrow?
Yeah, I think he might even change the formation a little bit. I know he has played a 3-5-2 before. I think he might very well play that option. And my reasoning is that the wing backs and centre backs will do a very good job in double teaming against the likes of Trezeguet and Mo Salah. And I think if he plays the two strikers up front, perhaps a Tau or a Lorch, and play them very wide and let their centre-backs have it, I think we might be able to suck them into creating a few mistakes, you know. And having three in the midfield, I think we'll compete nicely with Egypt there and try and deny a bit of supply to Trezeguet and Mo Salah. So I think that is one possibility. Or he might very well stay with the tried and tested and hope that we come to the party.
Yeah. And our center backs, Thulani Hlatshwayo and Buhle Mkhwanazi, I guess they will have to be on their toes tomorrow night, coming up against Trezeguet and Mo Salah. Tough job.
Yeah, that's right. They're going to be on their toes, full of energy, and more importantly, full of talking and communication, you know, to whoever plays either side of them. The reason why I perhaps suggested a 3-5-2 is to bring in the likes of Taylor and perhaps Slanty to team up in that Mo Salah pocket. And likewise on the other side, you know, perhaps Hlatshwayo and Tammy Mkhize combo to deal with Trezeguet. Perhaps that's his thinking. Perhaps he's not wanting to change the formation at this stage, you know, such an important stage of the tournament. But certainly I'm looking forward to whatever team he puts out there.
Matt, I guess we'll have to leave it just at that, my brother. Thank you so much for taking your time and speaking to us here on SL Radio.
No problem. Always a pleasure.
Thanks. Soccer La Duma Radio. Matthew Booth telling us a bit there about Bafana Bafana, just like I introduced him earlier. He's seen it all. He's represented Bafana on many occasions at the highest level. And still on the Bafana camp yesterday, Coach Stuart Baxter spoke to the media and said a few things about Bafana's performance in their previous game. He also touched base on the game plan against Egypt tomorrow and what is it like dealing with the expectations to achieve. Here is Coach Stuart Baxter. Soccer La Duma
Radio. We've obviously got to break them down, and we've got to move them around, and that will go hand in hand with our attacking play. You know, when you make runs, you don't only make runs to get the ball; you make runs to move defenders around and make them lose their balance. So that's one of the things, and we'll have to take every transition to opportunity we have when they are spread and stretched and get at them, if we can do it on transition as well. The group for us was close to being a decent group phase. You know, if we hold out for 0-0 against Morocco, people say, well, you beat Namibia, you drew with Morocco, and a one-goal defeat against Ivory Coast for a country that's not been to AFCON for a long, long time, that's maybe not too bad. It's a part of a development programme, but you know you're not going to get that sort of patience because people want to win, and that's the name of the game nowadays, isn't it? Results-driven industry, and if we don't win, and if we don't get a good result against Egypt, then we can expect there'll be voices raised that we're not good enough. Soccer La Duma Radio.
And we also caught up with our journalist and reporter from our sister publication, Lorenz Kohler from Kickoff Magazine. And this was our conversation. Soccer La Duma
Radio. We've obviously...
Now joining us on the line is Lorenz Kohler from Egypt. He is working for our sister magazine, that is Kickoff Magazine. Lorenz, welcome to Soccer La Duma Radio once again, man.
Thank you, Shane. It's good to be back.
Man, how is the weather that side? Are you coping?
I'm sitting under air conditioning now, so it's fine. But every day has been relentless. Between 35 to 40. Wow. In the evenings, it's about 28. But the sun comes up at about 4:35 o'clock, and it goes down at about 7. And the city literally never sleeps. There's people outside all day, every day. And they love and breathe football. Like my friend, I went to a cafe the other day at 3 in the morning, and there were people sitting on the street playing FIFA.
Wow.
On the pavements, playing FIFA at the cafe in Sicilia. So it's definitely, it's an amazing place to be.
Wow. Wow, man. But the game that we are looking forward to is, of course, against the host, Egypt, featuring our very own Bafana Bafana. What, I don't know how to put this question, but when you look at Bafana Bafana, I believe you've been to their camps. What have you seen so far from the boys and the coach?
I think right now, the mood hasn't been better since being here. Feels like this pressure lifted off their shoulders. Mm. They've got nothing to lose. And I think they're going to play their natural game against Egypt. Mm. The coach even looks brighter. The coach is more excited. Everybody knows this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to play Egypt at the Cairo International Stadium in front of 75,000 fans. So the mood's never been better. And I feel that they're going to make the country proud tomorrow.
Yeah, and I hear there hasn't been any injuries that has been reported besides the Temba Zwane suspension. Are there any unexpected news that we can, maybe the people can look forward to?
Look, Max has been quite, he hasn't said much about his team selection. All he said is that Temba's out and that they're gonna play a more open game of football. Mm. They know Egypt's gonna come at him. Mm. So all he said is that he's gonna be looking to exploit some of that spaces. And if you read between the lines, I think he's gonna bring more pace into the lineup. Mm. And if that means Loach is gonna come in, maybe have a crack at Egypt, maybe not from the starting 11. I think he might get some minutes against Egypt as a wild card option.
Wow. And I saw on one of our SLTV clips where you were speaking with him, Temigosi Loach. How is he? And what does he make of this situation where he hasn't even played a single game this entire AFCON tournament so far?
Look, he's a very shy guy. He's soft-spoken. So we really had to, warm him up to the journalists. Mm. He looks like he's not used to media presence. But Loach is... Look, he's a humble guy. Mm. He's just grateful to be here. Mm. He's grateful for the experience. He's grateful to be part of the 23-man squad. And we need to put things into context. 2 years ago, he was still playing at Chippa United.
Yeah.
Hardly nobody knew him at PSL level. Now he's a PSL footballer of the season, and he's not taking that for granted. Mm. He's not expecting to be in the starting lineup. While he doesn't understand why he's not in the starting lineup, he's okay with it because he understands that the people that he's with here right now, he's learning from.
Mm.
He's still new to the national team, so he's taking it into his stride. He's enjoying his time in Egypt. He's enjoying learning from Zungu, learning from Serrero, and he says if his chance comes, his chance comes. If it doesn't come, it doesn't come. Mm. So he is just he's remaining humble, and he's understanding of the situation of that you're not guaranteed a spot. You just need to work hard and wait your time.
Mm. There's been a lot of talk in the media where Coach Baxter is, there's been quotes, Coach Baxter talking about this Temigos loss, but has there had anything where Coach Baxter commented about Temigos loss?
No, not really. He just said that the players that he selected is the players that he needed to fulfill his tactical requirements. And if he wants to play a more expansive football, which Loach is part of, which Loach can bring, then obviously Loach will play. But right now, he says it's a tournament football and you're not going to win a tournament by being open. You're going to get punished by these quality sides. So if he needs to open up the game, then Loach will be an option.
I think we'll be talking on Monday after the game.
Shane, I need to add something here.
Yeah, of course.
As much as the criticism the fans of Bafana is receiving, I can guarantee you, even though Egypt won 3 games, scored 5 goals, conceded no goals, the criticism of their national team is much higher right now. And many of them even doubt that that they can beat Bafana. There is like a really, really a sense of worry about this Bafana game, even though we, on the other hand, are criticizing our own national team. But so it's going to make for compelling viewing. 75,000 versus 10 fans on Saturday. So honestly, Egypt's not as confident as people might think they are playing Bafana. And I think we should just rally behind the boys.
Wow. Lorizi, that should be that, my brother. Thank you so much.
Cheers. Thank you so much, Change.
Sokala Duma Radio.
And that was Lorenz Kohler. He is our journalist and reporter for Kickoff Magazine. And we have come to the end of our show today. From myself and my producer, Simon Strela, I think we should be signing off. I am Shane Matsoyane. Goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.